Had you come yourself from a service background? Had you?
No, not at all. I had no service personnel at all in my family. And so it was, I suppose in some ways, a bit of a shock to the system, because it's military life is totally different from civilian life. But you adapt. And Richard was amazing. In fact, when we got engaged, he did say that the more often that we went on, and if he were promoted, it would become more difficult. And my comment to him at the time was, well, that's fine, but I will never change. I am as I am, and I love people, and they take me as they find me.
You took rather like a duck to water to being a service wife. You enjoyed being involved.
Loved it. Every part of it.
I gather before this, you'd had quite a lot to do with families during the Falklands campaign.
Looked after about 1,000 families while they were in the Falklands. And it was mentioned at that point that I'd been put forward for an award then, but because I hadn't actually gone to the Ascension Islands, it was just dismissed. And at that time, I was working for a company in Plymouth called Debenhams, and the store director at the time, Brian Jones, who, lovely, lovely man, when the men were coming back from the Falklands, he arranged a huge party in the restaurant in Debenhams, supposedly for Royal Marines. And I went to him and said, you know, it wasn't just the Royal Marines that were there. We had Army, we'd Navy, we'd RAF, and we'd Merchant Navy. And Brian threw the invitation open to them as well and had a huge affair, and all the children were given gifts and all the mums were given drinks and food. And it was a nice way for the company, because they were very proud of the servicemen in Plymouth and the areas that actually went off to the Falklands. And it was quite sad, actually, because I thought that Richard was coming back earlier than he was from there. And I got a phone call saying that he wasn't coming back then, he was coming back a bit later. And so I immediately arranged to have a dinner party for some of the wives who, sadly, husbands weren't coming back. And so they stayed with me on the Saturday night so that we could watch all the men come back on the Sunday, and that was important to them.
And when you said weren't coming back because they had, well, they came back, or they had been killed.
They'd been killed in the Falklands. They were with 4 or 5 commandos.
So looking ahead to what eventually happened here in Deal, you must have had considerable credit in the bank when it came to the terms of putting you forward again for another award for what you probably deserved the previous time.
I think that could be very true, but as I said to Her Majesty, who was wonderful when I went to the palace, that if I could have my 11 Marines' lives back, musicians, then I would gladly give her the award back.
A very understandable sentiment. And I think when I was interviewing Richard, your husband, he said your award was for services to the Royal Marines.
Yes.